Ian Kramer. He lives in Aventura with his wife. He has an MBA from the University of Southern California. Now, nationally, the unemployment rate for someone like him with a graduate college degree, it's under 4%. But Ian hasn't worked in his chosen field, real estate development, in more than 4 years.
I made the decision to aggressively pursue new opportunities that are in the market, and without even waiting for job postings or ads, targeted the new projects that I knew were going up and went into those companies to see if there were opportunities for employment for myself.
And you've done that recently. What have you found? What have you heard back in return?
A number of different things. Some of the companies that I've spoken with, other than speaking with me, didn't speak a single word of English in the office. So that put me in a difficult situation because I'm not bilingual. So to be the only person in the office that they would have to make an attempt to communicate with in a language that wasn't their own is difficult. Other situations where I've had appointments where they said, oh, yeah, you seem like a good candidate for us. At some point along the line, maybe we'll speak with you. And I've continued to get in touch with these companies, and I guess on a monthly basis, and have been continually pushed off while they seem to be moving ahead.
Give me an idea of what your skill set is that you offer a real estate development company here.
I consider myself a contract manager. I have a generalized master's in business degree, a financial degree, so I consider myself an expert in budgeting, negotiation. Really, when you deal with a project that large, any sort of changes in liability and financial obligations usually get pushed on the owner of the projects. So I consider myself an owner's rep.
On paper, the skill set, your experience, the industry, and the education all line up when you look at the statistics of unemployment rate for those with a college degree or greater at half of what the total unemployment rate is overall. The real estate industry that you work in and the experience. From your perspective, what's the reality of today's job market?
When it gets to a situation in a company where they have a need for employment and they do a job posting, the response to these postings, I'm under the impression, is enormous. Huge. Maybe they're receiving 300, 400, 500 resumes. I can't really say, but an enormous amount. And to make yourself stand out on paper is a very difficult thing to do. People who meet me are struck by me, might be taken by me and understand my skill set, what I bring to the table. But how I differentiate myself on a resume, I haven't been that successful. So although I may have all the perfect background and experience, because of this last period in the last 4 years where I've had to make do, I found out that I've been disqualified from even taking certain meetings with companies. There's enough people that have been steadily employed that they just decide to meet with them instead.
A lot of folks have been concerned about that long-term unemployment, which the economists and the government define as 6 months or more. You clearly fit that in terms of being attached to a payroll project. That the longer folks like yourself, Ian, find themselves unemployed, the more difficult it becomes to get back into the workforce. Would you agree with that assessment?
That's totally true. In fact, when I finished my last project, I had targeted a new project. It was right here on the beach, and I had met the developers. I was really pretty certain that I was going to get hired on as the project manager for this luxury oceanfront condominium, which is really my specialty. And what ended up happening was, 4 years later, that's still an empty piece of oceanfront land. It was foreclosed upon. So although I really had strategically set myself up for what I thought would be my next employment opportunity, it just failed to come together.
Are you frustrated at all, Ian?
Clearly. Definitely frustrated. I have a lot to offer. And I know that every single one of these companies that I've gone in and spoken to would benefit from myself working there. There would be a clear benefit in my eyes. But I guess I haven't really been able to communicate that properly. Otherwise, they would have taken advantage of my services.
Despite your frustration, you do sound confident. Would you describe yourself as optimistic?
I'm confident in myself. I don't know why I would consider myself optimistic. If I was optimistic, I would think that the next opportunity would be just around the corner. But I think it might be more difficult than that.
Governor Scott, when he ran for election, ran on a platform of 700,000 jobs in 7 years. Arguably, he's plus or minus about halfway there in terms of total net number of jobs created in Florida. What would you want the governor to know about your experience over the last 4.5 years?
I came to Florida after my parents retired here, knowing what I thought of the job prospects. I came here from Los Angeles, where I got my master's degree, and I knew that there would be less economic opportunity here in Florida than there was in L.A.
Ian, what about a message for colleagues that find themselves in a similar situation as yours? Well-educated, college degree, graduate degree, still struggling to find really any significant work here 5 years or so after the Great Recession.
You only need one opportunity. Okay, you could go on 100 interviews, or you could go on 5 interviews. You only need one opportunity. And if you find the one right opportunity, grab it, and you make the most of it. Before I came to South Florida, although I had some real estate experience, I was not a development professional. And I came here, and I was offered the position at Related, and I really made the most of it. I grew to become a senior project manager with sole responsibility for a $100 million condominium project. I built a 32-story oceanfront condominium that people are living in right now. So when you get the opportunity to do something, you take it. And so even 4 years now, there still could be an opportunity for me. Maybe it's with a company that makes windows for one of these condominium buildings. Maybe they make railings. I don't know which opportunity is going to be offered to me, but whatever company that is clearly going to benefit from my knowledge and experience whenever that happens.
Ian, are you going to stay in Florida, keep the job hunt in Florida?
We've already been expanding where we're looking. We're both from New York. My wife and I both grew up in New York, and life here in Florida is easier. Okay, you're here in our apartment. This is a beautiful apartment. To be able to live in this apartment in New York City, I have to assume our combined income would have to be $500,000, something like that, to live the kind of lifestyle that we're living right now. And clearly, we're doing that on much, much less. So the quality of life here is relatively high for what it costs. But we have some friends that live in Houston, and they say real estate in particular is clearly booming in Houston, and I'm looking at opportunities there. Of course, I have a lot of friends and connections in Los Angeles, and we would consider going back. But herein lies the rub, which is that if you think it's difficult to get a job, even in a small market like Florida, getting a job in a different location other than where you live is quite a hurdle to cross, because when that company is getting 200 or 300 resumes, they'll take the first 50 people that they can talk to that live within 10 miles of there. Although we're looking outside of Florida, we're not sure how easy that's going to be to make happen.
Ian Kramer, trying to find work here in South Florida.